Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, your host. This recording is being made on the 21st of December, which is the day of our winter solstice. Though you'll be hearing this after the actual solstice, it's important to realize and to remember that this is something that has its influence no matter what we do. And even though you may be thinking about it a moment or two after, we are still under the effect of the solstice. This year we're having something very special as well, a full moon, and the moon actually becomes full on the 22nd. Also earlier this month, we've had a very interesting meteor shower, and there may still be some meteors out there for you to see if you can gaze up at the full moon and search the sky. It all comes down to the fact that we are in a beautiful time. The winter solstice, while it is the shortest day of the year, it gives us the beginning of the return of sunshine as the days will grow longer, leading all the way to the summer solstice. Of course, if you're in the southern hemisphere as opposed to the north, the impact is the reverse in terms of the length of days and warmth of the sun. But we're in winter, and it's the winter solstice, and it's a time for us to go inward, for us to think about what our intentions will be for the next year and going forward. So I invite you to take a few moments for yourself, get a beautiful journal, and write some things out, perhaps to resolve what happened in the last year or so. Give yourself a fair and honest and gentle assessment of where you are and where you want to go or what you would like to manifest within your life. And once you've done that, create a really sacred space for that manifestation, for that intent. You can create a little altar on a shelf or in a small box. Place some elements of nature, maybe some pebbles or stones, some shells or sand, some leaves perhaps, or wood chips, a little bit of wood, and get yourself a candle, fire, and some incense, wind, and create a sacred moment for yourself in which you can honestly give your heart to the intentions and allow those intentions to move into your field, the field around you, and to the heart of the universe, the cosmos, the divine, the creative force. And allow your own creative forces to awaken and just have that energy within and around you for the next few days. Remember, as in the Christ story, there were 3 days before the resurrection. In the story of our sun, the celestial sun, there is a 3-day period before the sun begins to move again. And that is a very fertile time, like being in the womb, for you to create and for you to plant the seeds for the manifestation of your greatest gift and your greatest good. Coming up, we're going to play a talk that I offered some time ago, and it is very interesting because it really does touch upon that part of ourself that is often too judgmental of whom we are. And so today's talk is going to be on the art of imperfection and the truth of divinity. Stay tuned, and enjoy.
Oh, yeah. My way, I wonder about your life. What is your age? Are you connected? If so, does she treat you right? Now, please excuse me for being so forward, but I couldn't let this chance go by without letting you know why.
Processes that we seem to go through in our lives. And sometimes it feels like just a turning, a go-round, an up and a down and a this and a that. And because I work in this field of spirituality and consciousness, I find very often that I am striving for change and striving for transformation. And I work a lot with myself and with others, and through the work that I do on the radio and through the work that I do in my writing and healing, I often working with the idea of transformation, of arriving at that place where we can be at our highest expression. And while this is always something that's an important consideration, equally important, I believe, to consider and to really pay attention to is that we are already at that place of highest expression. And I want to look at this today and really share some ideas of how we can look at our lives, look at ourselves, look at our relationships, and be able to accept them just as they are, to be able to find a sense of happiness in who we are in this moment. And it's really just about understanding and compassion and being able to let go and have a sense of humor and be able to just accept, just to be the state of accepting and allowing. And I'm really calling this conversation The Art of Imperfection. And the reason for that is if we can view ourselves, our lives, our relationships as being okay no matter what's happening, then we can recognize the purity and the beauty in our imperfections, in our mistakes, in all the things that go wrong or that feel like we might be on the wrong path, or sometimes might even make us think that, you know, perhaps our lives are not quite worth what they should be. And it's really difficult to reach a place where we can be in that state of self-acceptance. And so while it doesn't extinguish or discourage the work and the space of refining and elevating our lives, it creates a spaciousness within which we can live our everyday, within which we can have our experiences and find a way to be creative and expressive and to just have fun in our lives. So that is what I'm calling the art of imperfection. And the other topic that I wanted to cover today is something that I'm calling the truth of divinity. And this is very much related to the first topic, because the truth of divinity is not some idealistic thing of, you know, this ever evasive goal of reaching that state of perfected divinity, ascension, reaching that perfect place. And I'm speaking on the level of spirituality. That's not really what divinity is about, at least not at this time. And it's important that we understand that the truth of divinity is the truth of who we are, the truth of reality, the truth of our experience. All of that is the truth of divinity. And I'm going to be going a little bit more into that as we go further in the program. And I have been felt really motivated to take this discussion in another direction, or in the direction of self, being self-sustaining, in the direction of being self-sourced, and to so that each of us can look at the wisdom that we hold within our own beings. Over the last number of weeks, maybe months, I have at different times brought in and played for you little clips from various spiritual teachers who have been able to distill their wisdom into a kind of comprehensible, bite-size, integratable pearl of wisdom. And I think that that's always a valuable tool, to have those little pearls of wisdom. But what I would love for you to do is to join with me in a project that would allow us to pull from the depths of our own hearts those little pearls of understanding, insights, and wisdom. And I'm hoping that you will join me in this project through the work on this radio program, Heart of Mind Radio. And I would love for you to send me some of those insights. Now, maybe you can go into your journals, or maybe you have some sayings that were handed down to you from your ancestors, or maybe it's little things that you came into contact with over your life, but that you found to be incredibly useful. And then I would love to hear about how that particular bit of wisdom was useful for you in your life, because I believe that one of the ways of really affirming our own power to transform, if that is what we choose to do, to heal, if that's what we need to do, but most importantly, to be able to be joyful, to be able to be at that state of inner tranquility, peacefulness, and also to have the ability to ride out the emotions as they come through without judging them. So if we are in a state of anger over something, or if we're in a state of fear over something, not to judge it, but to just say, wow, what is this about? What is going on with me that this is emotion is arising? Or maybe you're having a feeling of love inexplicably, and it may not even be something that you would express to another person. It may not involve another person. It might be a love you have with a certain space in the park where there's a tree and a beautiful breeze, and it allows you to really rest and replenish yourself. Maybe it's the love of a particular restaurant or a particular food or a particular friend that is really important to you. And as we're going into this idea of the art of imperfection and the truth of divinity as it is expressed in our lives, and I'm inviting you to participate with me in this conversation. And we can do this through dialogue. We can do it through dialogue over the air. We can do it through dialogue via the email. And it would be certainly wonderful if you could communicate with me by email and let me know what some of these things are that you can, that you've experienced in your life, the pearls of wisdom that you would share, that you want to have people have access to. You know, that you can become a teacher and a nurturer in a much more expansive way than all of us have in our lives. We're always having that relationship in our families and in our friendships and even sometimes in the workplace. And that's a really wonderful thing for us to do. So, but I want to bring the wisdom that you have out and share it with the world, share it with each other, because that's really how we build a kind of community that will allow us to support each other in a much deeper way, and that will allow us to be more at ease with ourselves and in our lives. So I'm really hoping that you'll do that. The way to reach me by email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And the other way you can do it, I guess, is you can leave a message for me on my personal call number, and that is 347-480-1694. And so that's, you know, one way that you can make that connection. So we're going to really, I'm really looking to do something that will be ongoing, something that we can engage in a much bigger way. Another way of doing this is, you know, through the social media, through Facebook, or, you know, other ways, because I really am looking to build a community that allows us to really move into our lives in a fundamental way that allows us to support each other in a fundamental way and in a way that is coming from the heart, that is, you know, just accessible, a way for us to connect and elevate and share and enjoy and be in this world in a fundamental openness, so that we can connect in a way that isn't reflected maybe in the mainstream media through the destructiveness of the mainstream media. And we can find our own ways of building communities and gatherings and sharings. And I'm putting this out to you because this is something in which everyone can be a leader. Everyone can be a participant. This isn't me, Catherine, saying, oh, I'm going to create this group for everyone to come to. That's not what I'm seeking to do. What I'm seeking to do is to open a portal so that each of you can come into it and share what you're doing and make that invitation to each other, including me, including each other. Maybe you have a gathering here, maybe there's a gathering there. So there's a lot of ways that we can work together to build this society that is self-accepting and self-loving and creative. And really, I'm looking at this as the art of imperfection and the truth of our divinity. We're going to take a break. We're going to hear a bit of music, a song. We're going to be hearing a piece called Free by Rita Selby.
Time has passed since I've seen your face, and the words that I stood for, you've gently replaced. Deep in your arms, warmed by your smile, I feel your heartbeat, it's whispering, dry your what you want or what you think you need. Let it all go and go with the flow. You can find peace of mind breathing. Set your troubles free.
Rita Selby from her On Earth CD, and the song is called Free, and it's Rita Selby. You can probably find a lot more of her music at
RitaSelbyMusic.com.
So, I love this song. It's one of my favorites. And when I hear music like this, and very often when I hear music that may have been written with a thought of romanticism, I always experience it on a much deeper level, and I experience it as a relationship between the various levels of our being. And very often I've spoken about human beings being multidimensional beings. So what does that mean? It means that we have levels of awareness and levels of consciousness and levels of being. A lot of us are familiar with psychology and, you know, the subconscious and the conscious mind. And some of us are aware of, you know, just the states of awareness. We know when we're paying attention to something, and we know when time goes by and we've lost track of time, or somebody's talking and we've lost track of their words. So we can discern when we're aware. We can discern whether we're conscious or even acting out of some unconscious impulse. But we also have a level of beingness that takes us into multidimensional existence. So if you were to think of yourself as a layer cake, maybe the top layer would be your everyday life, you know, comings and goings and doings and relationships. And the middle layer might be your deeper consciousness, your thoughts, your musings, your interpretations, your wondering about life and the world, and maybe the worry of what are you going to do, how are you going to solve your problems. But really mostly that part of you that drives and fuels the movement of your everyday existence. And then we could think of the bottom layer, perhaps, or the third layer, as what lies behind our life, that part of us that is not, in a way that we understand, part of our incarnated being. And that would be the part of us that connects into the consciousness or the awareness and the beingness of our divine self. And so most of us go through our lives with just the two-layer cake. You know, we have our thinking and our consciousness and our emotions, and we have the moving about in the world, and that's it. But part of being multidimensional is moving deeper into the bottom layers of our cake, of our being. And that's where we can connect into that deeper part of ourself that we might refer to as the higher self, the spark of divinity within us, some people think in terms of having sacred guides. Well, that's really all a part of yourself. And then as you go deeper into, add more layers to the cake, you begin to see other layers of your self that you may not be in contact with, and that could be your twin flame. And so when I hear a song such as we just heard, Free by Rita Selby, it really does make me think in terms of that disconnect that we've experienced in our life here on Earth from that part of our being that we could refer to as our twin flame or our twin soul. So when we are first birthed as a soul, there's a completeness. There's the male, the female, the yin, the yang, the up and down. So we're much more full in our expression as a being. And what happens is as we move into the state of incarnating upon the earth, there's a split in the expression of who we are. And there'll be a part of that expression that incarnates into the fetus, into the birth process. And there'll be a part of you, that expression of you, that comes into the role of your guide, I would say, your companion, spirit companion, that part of you that sort of doesn't come into body because you need that connection. We need that connection to something much more expansive than we can perceive through our physical senses, through the seeing, the hearing, the speaking, and the tangible relationships of our life. So the higher self, or the what we might think of as our twin soul, are beyond the physical realm but connected within us, and they are sort of trying to maneuver and guide and cajole and inspire that part of our being that's incarnate in our body to travel the path of this life and learn the lessons and incorporate and accomplish the mission that we might have come into this plane, this planet to do. And so for me, when I hear these love songs, to me it's a call to unite in that relationship between the various planes of our existence that are multidimensional, that take us to a deeper understanding of the fullness of who we are. So I could see the higher self or the twin flame having this conversation with the embodied self, which is who you and I are, that, oh, you know, you're not aware of me, you can't see me, you've turned your sights away from the guidance and the connection and this love that I have, that I'm trying to reach into your consciousness to be able to uplift you. And then, you know, in this particular song, it's saying, you know, stop worrying so much. Stop worrying that things aren't going right. Don't strive so hard to be perfect. Just relax, be free, and trust. And the truth of it is, when we get into that place that I was speaking of at the beginning of the program, when I was saying that we should begin to appreciate this imperfection in who we are and recognize the artistry of that. And as we relax into that, we can make that connection into that dimension of our being that expresses itself and lives within the planes of divinity, within the planes that are much more expansive than we know in our human world. And so the message really is that as we pull back from the stress of living and move into a state of allowance, it releases some of that grasping and tension and dissatisfaction from our life. And when we can let go of that grasping and the dissatisfaction and the judgment from our lives, it allows everything to open up and become expansive. And when we're in that state of, you know, relaxed expansiveness, it opens up a path for that multidimensional self to integrate into your field of awareness, to integrate into your energy, radiance, and projection, and can more fully begin to create within your life the conditions that will allow you to be experiencing higher levels and higher waves of movement through the world. So, excuse me, I don't want to go into the point of it being about success. So it's not so much about the manifestation of success. It's about the blossoming of the fullness of your expression in the world by allowing and accepting your own imperfections and your own what might be deemed failures, and understand that there's a wisdom in that and there's a guidance within it.
You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. And this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM.
We have been having a discussion. I call it a discussion because I realize that there are so many ways to communicate, and we communicate with each other in an actual dialogue. We communicate with each other in that heart-to-heart sharing and understanding, communion of ideas. And we can also, I believe, communicate with each other on a psychic and spiritual level. So very often when I'm speaking over the radio, I can feel the energy and the connections that are being made. And these connections happen during a live program. The connections happen during, even afterwards on the archive, for those who listen in on the archive. That heart connection is always being made when two souls engage with each other. And this is because, in truth, we are of a oneness. We come into our individual bodies and have our individual lives and experiences. And so in one way we can think of it as being born into a facet, a perspective. When you look at a diamond, or if you look at some kind of a gem, or really even anything in nature, even a leaf, you'll see it has different sides, it has different elements within it. And we can think of each of ourselves as being an element in the totality of the whole. And as we look out through our eyes into the world, it's almost as if we're here taking a vast overview of what this experience is. And then each of us, as our individual life, feeds that perspective from our point of view into the wholeness of our divinity. And the wholeness of our divinity is able to assimilate from the many different vehicles on the earth, human beings, what the collective desire is for reality. And based on that collective desire, the reality begins to transform. So it's an interesting expression of life when viewed from the perspective of our divine self, from the perspective of the higher self, and from the perspective of our oversoul. So think of it for a minute. If you were to take your awareness just for a minute and allow it to draw back into the oversoul perspective. So you know how you see that view of the planet from space, that beautiful iridescent blue ball in a dark against the dark background, and it looks so alive and vibrant. Well, think of yourself as being the being from the perspective of being able to see the planet. You know, you're so vast that you're seeing the planet from outside, the whole planet. And then for a moment, imagine that you have such a capacity of awareness that you're not just seeing the planet, but at the same time, you can view every individual being on the planet. And then, as we begin to imagine that vastness of perspective, and then as this vast being, the oversoul of us all, viewing the planet and viewing each individual, think in terms of also this oversoul being connected through, some kind of telekinetic wire. You know, it's energetic, it's not physical, but there's a communication feed from each individual into this massive beingness of the oversoul of humanity. And so this oversoul of humanity is getting a feed from each of the beings on the earth so that the oversoul can look at everything from the perspective of each one of us. So the oversoul can tune into maybe a person named Harry in Cincinnati, and then view the world from that perspective and see what is it to be a suburban human male of a particular race during a particular time, maybe has a family, what does that feel like? And the oversoul absorbs that information. And at the same time, it can observe the feed of the dynamic from maybe someone such as myself, a woman in living in Brooklyn, you know, maybe a black woman in Brooklyn who is an artist and maybe struggling with this and that, but an artist and can see the world from a really interesting perspective of open-heartedness. And then the oversoul will say, well, that's what this world looks like from this perspective. And then again, it might view in and look at a politician or, you know, maybe someone like Obama or, you know, Governor Cuomo and say, well, this being is invested in power and we can see how their intent, their desire is to bring good, but maybe they're looking at it from a perspective of not understanding or maybe they're seeing something more expansive and they're really on the right track. And then the oversoul can draw that message back to itself. And so what's happening is all of humanity is feeding into this oversoul, the oversoul of humanity, and this vastness of beingness that can see from space, the earth, and can see from its vantage point and every single being upon the earth, and can draw the perspective of each being upon the earth. And think for a moment that this oversoul is really in service and in the process of learning experiences in a way that you can't learn from that vastness. You can only learn it from the individual perspective of each little being, be it a human, be it an insect, be it an animal. And then the oversoul is learning and saying, wow, this collective of beings that are on this experience, this journey, are longing for an experience of peace. Maybe they, in the past, they were longing for power. Maybe in the past, they were longing for a different kind of expression, understanding. But now it seems they're longing for an experience of peace. And so the oversoul is saying, okay, well, let's see how we can make this work. And so the oversoul is like, well, if I move this person here in Cincinnati to New York, then in New York they're going to meet a person that I'm bringing in, that I'm motivating to come down from Canada, and then maybe we'll have some indigenous elders rise up into New York, and there can be a gathering of souls that can create an event that will move out and begin to affect people's consciousness. And so this is the kind of relationship that we're involved in here on this planet. So when we think of ourselves as some tiny little person, you know, moving around the earth and it's inconsequential, we have to begin to realize that we are part of a this great dance, this great tapestry of existence. And while from our perspective, we cannot always see or discern or understand what's happening and why it's happening, we could at least move into a place of allowing, of knowing that our experience, our perspective, what we view and understand is feeding in to the knowledge of the oversoul, the collective of all beingness, and from that perspective is flowing in a circle back again into our experience. And that's part of that cycle, that sine wave, that spiral of existence. And so that being the case, we can recognize that each and every one of us is a vital piece of this tapestry, that when we fall out of it, that there's a hole there that needs to be filled. But if we stay in this space of understanding that we are part of the tapestry of all that exists, and that everything we perceive, everything we do, everything we choose, everything we say, we think, we feel, feeds into the awareness and the consciousness of everyone, of all of existence. And this allows us to understand that it doesn't matter what we do, that it plays a part of the symphony, a part of the dance, a part of the creation. And so in this understanding, we can come to realize how perfect our imperfections are. Because however imperfect we may seem, we're just offering a perspective that feeds into an understanding for the whole, and that understanding can grow or spiral into that evolutionary process that will change or uplift or create the next moment of our experience. So if you're sitting at home thinking, oh, I'm too negative, or you're thinking at home degrading yourself, oh, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too old, I'm too young, understand that this is part of the imperfection. And you could, rather than badger yourself for it, just be like, oh, well, this is my piece of the tapestry. I'm perfect. And in this way, you're not going to feel bad about whatever it is that you're experiencing, that you are, that you're giving into the symphony of the human experience. And you can, in that ease, begin to explore. So you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And in this spirit of being uplifted and accepting and in a state of going forward, I want to play another song for you. And it's by Jill Scott. And it's called Lovely Day. And that's why we just want to breathe in the song and allow yourself to have a lovely day.
The light.
that was Jill Scott, and the song was A Lovely Day. And I actually have an assignment for you. If you can remember the song, I want you to sing it, or you might be able to find the song on the internet. But what I want you to do is to actually take yourself in front of a mirror, look into the mirror, looking into your own eyes, and sing this song. When I look at you, I'm going to have a lovely day. Because this is really what I'm speaking of. It's about not investing our happiness and our state of wellness or our ideas of success outside in the world into other people's hands, but to look into your own eyes and to look into your own face and know that you are the source of your own life expression. You're the source of your own happiness. You are the one who is here in this experience, experiencing, living, sharing, doing, being, and that you are in many ways on the frontier in terms of the spiritual realm. So if you take the imagery of what we spoke of in our last segment of this incredibly expansive divinity and experiencing life through you, experiencing life through me. So we may be the fingers on the hands of the great divine presence, but it's through the fingers that we can feel, that we can touch a surface, that we can offer tenderness. We can do so much with our hands as an expression of our being in the physical world. And we can think of our whole body, our whole life force, as being that expression, that beingness, that process within the world for the divinity. So in many ways, we are that which gives great expression, great joy, great movement, great evolution to the divine creative force. So we are in a partnership. We are in a sacred partnership with the divine world, with the higher self, with the soul, our soul twin, our soulmate, that part of our being that has waited on the outskirts of physical reality for that time where we could come together in a union of consciousness and awareness. And that's actually the times that we are living in at this very moment. So it's really an opportunity for you to say, wow, I really want to not just view my life from the little pettiness of my day-to-day. Not that I'm suggesting it's a judgmental thing, but, you know, I want to view that what might seem as pettiness as something so much more expansive in the expression of life. And to me, for me, that is the art of imperfection and the truth of our divinity. And all we need do is live our life as it comes to us, keeping that openness so that the wisdom of our divine self can flow through into our lives to inspire us to make a move to a different city, a bit different apartment, to recognize a potential relationship, potential for work and a job, where to go to heal or to get assistance, to follow that inspiration as it comes through the divine source into our being so that we can be expressing in the life for the highest good of our own self and for the highest good of all of humanity. Because that's what we're doing here. We are evolving the world as we evolve ourselves so that everything can be moved into a greater expression of living a life of joy that is closer to the truth of who we are. We're living in a world, we have lived for hundreds of thousands of years, at least 200,000 to 300,000 years, in a world that's been very chaotic, very dense, because of that disconnect from the divine aspect of being. But we're living at the end of that era, and at the era where a new birth is coming forth that will be an expression of that divine union and that divine connection and that divine creation of us as physical expressions in the world in partnership with the divine aspects of ourselves. So it isn't like some separate God in the sky. It's a facet. It's an expression. It's a multidimensional expression of self. So we can look at each other in this way. If we're all coming from the same oversoul, then in truth, we're all connected and related to each other. And when we become in a state of recognition of that, then it will become much more difficult to cause harm to each other, and we can with much greater ease uplift and help and assist. And so my desire is that we begin to create communities in which this is more manifested, more possible, more visible and present in our lives. And I invite you to join me in this creation. I'm not going to just create something and invite you. It's only going to happen if we, as a collective, it could be 2, it could be 3, it could be 5, it could be 10, we just start where we start and try to build something in which we can motivate and support each other in the expression of our divinity on earth and in the cultivation of this art of imperfection, this acceptance of being in a state of being love and light and bringing that into the world, into our lives, into our being. So to connect with me on that scale, if you would, you can send an email. My email is heartofmindradio@gmail.com. heartofmindradio@gmail.com. You can also connect with me by leaving a phone message. The number is 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. And for those of you interested in connecting in other ways, I do have a private practice. I do energy healing, Qigong, Reiki, and indigenous healing technique called the Sandlin technique. You can also connect in that way.